you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from John chapter 1, verse 16. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. That was John chapter 1, verse 16. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. My desire and prayer for today's edition of Mark and Friends is that you'll recognize anew, or to maybe a greater degree, God's grace, mercy, and live a life of appreciation, which should motivate us to be God's ambassadors and servants to all. It's a tall order, but I trust through the music that I've picked out and the working of the Holy Spirit that a message will be impressed upon your heart to be that faithful disciple of Jesus today and to walk in cadence with the Spirit's leading. Well, for our 97.1 FM listeners in and around Clinton, Illinois, Howard and I replaced a transmitter that was failing after getting a locksmith to come in from Decatur. Locksmiths are hard to get nowadays. The two closest to the Clinton area was Bloomington and Decatur, both about a half hour away, but we couldn't get the lock open, so it had to be sawed off. And we restored 97.1 FM to proclaiming that good news message of Jesus around 10:30 or so yesterday. So thank you, God. All 19 of our frequencies are broadcasting and lifting high the name of Jesus. And your prayers and support make all the difference, because with these 19 frequencies, there's usually a component, a computer, a network, equipment that may fail because of storms, power outages, lightning strikes, overheating, wearing out, old age. Hey, I could give you a testimony there. Anyways, your commitment to supporting this station into the future is appreciated and needed. And as I like to say, together we do better. Well, I have some great music in store for you and a few announcements I'll make along the way. But for some of our listeners, you're familiar with Ron Perry. He's out of California, and we had him in years ago. And what he's done, he's produced a number of CDs, but he's taken familiar rock and roll songs of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, and he's redone the lyrics, and he's turned them into what he calls sanctified oldies. He's a delightful follower of Jesus who's passionate about saving souls and reaching many that don't tend to maybe go to church, but like some of those rock and roll favorites. And so for some of you, this will be your first introduction to Ron Perry. And maybe I'll have to interview him again. I think I had him on about 15 or so years ago. But you're going to hear his introduction to The Lion Sleeps Tonight, a familiar song that was very popular in the 60s and 70s. And listen how he has changed some of those lyrics and why he feels music is an effective way to reach the heart. Here's Ron Perry.
Well, this song, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, if you listen to it, the whole gospel is in that one song. We've got his virgin birth, his dying at Golgotha, that he's raised up, he's seated at the Father's right hand, he's coming again. I mean, the whole gospel is all in that little 3.5-minute song. And I think that's a cool thing about music, is you can squeeze so much into a 3.5 minutes. It would take a preacher an hour to preach 3 points and a conclusion. I can have 3 verses and a hook and put it in 3.5 minutes. And a person will walk away and never forget that, because it just keeps going over and over in their heads with a repetition. So we just wanted to squeeze that whole gospel into that song and just plant that seed so somebody hears it. They remember that he was born in a manger, born of a virgin. He was crucified, resurrected, and he's coming again, all in that one little short song.
In a manger, a lowly manger.
I know some of you today are going to go around with that song in your head, but now maybe with those sanctified lyrics, lyrics that are much more God-honoring and tell a unique story with the melody or the arrangement that is very familiar. I heard Martin Luther, I think, did that too, where some of the great hymns of old were with melodies that were sung in the bars and in secular venues. But hopefully you stayed with us and you didn't turn to another station saying, "What has happened to Great News Radio or the WLUJ family of stations?" But Ron Perry is a faithful follower of Jesus, and we appreciate his artistry and his ministry of music. Well, speaking of music, get your calendars out, and I want to personally invite you to two special concerts that are going on in September. Ivan Parker on September 15th will be at the St. Joseph Church of Christ, a 7 p.m. concert. It's free, but there will be a love offering. But Ivan will be joined by the singing men of GNN and will back him up with three or four of his very famous beloved songs. And then I think the singing men will also sing a few selections ourselves. And then the rest of the evening will be Ivan Parker. You're in for a treat. And then on Sunday night, September 24th, at the end of the month at 6 p.m., join us at Calvary Church, 501 West Hazel Dell Road in Springfield, as world-renowned Huntley Brown will bring his inspired, anointed, powerful, and explosive piano artistry for an evening you don't want to miss. The singing men will also join in on the festivities. We'll be singing a number of arrangements, and we'll also be joined by the Calvary Cadets, a high school group of young men and women that will sing a few songs. So it's going to be a wonderful evening, and we appreciate the sponsors, the WLUJ family of stations, BMIC, Businessmen in Christ, and the Springfield Ministerial Alliance, as it's going to be a great evening of worship. Open seating and a love offering will be taken. Well, I'm going to play two songs back to back, both favorites of mine. Give Me Jesus by Fernando Ortega, followed by Chris Tomlin singing Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. Both great reminders of our trip recently up to the Pacific Garden Mission, where it's all about Jesus and the healing and the hope that he brings to our lives. If your Tuesday hasn't been started off with Jesus, may this song be that catalyst where you ask Jesus to order your steps, to guide you throughout the day, to be your all in all, and then followed by Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. May you live in that appreciation of what God has offered you. New life in Him, no longer in bondage, free to receive His grace and mercy daily, knowing that he's paid the price through Jesus, and you can be free, free indeed in him. Here's Fernando Ortega, followed by Chris Tomlin.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I am alone, oh, and when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. this world, but give me Jesus.
Thank you, God, that we can be free, that our chains are gone. Your grace is amazing. Appreciate Chris Tomlin's rendering of Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. And before that, Fernando Ortega singing Give Me Jesus, one of my all-time favorites. I hope you were blessed by the lyrics and the message. We'll close out with the Servant Song by the Maranatha Men's Choir. May you look for those opportunities to serve mankind, to bring hope, healing, and encouragement. We have a hurting world out there, and you can be that difference maker that God empowers through what you say and share and how you treat people. Here's the Servant Song by the Maranatha's Men Chorus to close out today the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Let you be my servant.